This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ.
It is not an uncommon occurrence for someone to call me or to see me somewhere and say, Brother Lambert, I've got a question I want to ask you. And I said, well, if I can, I will answer it, and if I cannot, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we're asked questions that we don't have the answer to. My grandson, Caleb, was going with my son, Todd, from Mobile to Huntsville. And Caleb was quite young at that time, and boy, could he ask the questions. And he asked one question right after the other. And finally, my son asked him, would you please not ask any more questions for a little while? Well, sometimes we have questions that we'd like the answer to. Today we're going to be talking about, got questions? Do you have questions? Ask God. Please stay tuned as we discuss that today. I believe there's a biblical answer to the important questions of life. So please stay tuned. I'm Billy Lambert. I'm the regular speaker on Getting to Know Your Bible. We're delighted to have you with us today. And we want you to stay tuned so that you can learn about a free Bible correspondence course. And I know when some preacher on television says something is free, you always have a question in your mind whether or not it is. Well, it is. Because we give these free. We don't charge you. We're not going to call you and ask you for a donation. We give these away, and we want you to know more about the course and how you can receive it. So we're going to take a brief pause at this time.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
No storm can hide that greatest peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and
I'm going to direct our attention today to the book of Judges. And in the book of Judges, we have a story about a young man who was of the tribe of Judah, who was actually a Levite, according to Judges chapter 17 and verse 7. And he went to live in the house of a man by the name of Micah. And Micah, we're told in verse number 12, consecrated the Levite. And so he was in his home. Now there were some five men who came to the house of Micah. And these men were on a journey. And when they heard the voice of this young man, they recognized him. They knew that he was a Levite, that he was a priest. And so they came to him, and this is what they said in verse 5 of Judges chapter 18. Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way we shall go shall be prosperous. And the priest said to them, go in peace before the Lord in your way wherein you go. I got to thinking about that statement. Ask counsel of God. You see, if we have a question that pertains to how to live on this earth and how to prepare for the next life, rather than asking people who may not have that right answer, why not seek counsel from God? You know, men have many, many questions. Sometimes people ask, is the world round or is it flat? And I thought that had been settled many years ago. I remember a statement in the Bible that says that God sits upon the circle of the earth. Another question is, how did man originate? And there are different answers that people give to that question. Here's another question that people ponder. What is our purpose on earth? So there's so many questions that people ask. And some of them are answerable questions. Some of them are not. Now there's a reason for that. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, we are told that the secret things belong to God. That is, things that have not been revealed belong to God. The things that have been revealed belong to man. You see, there are things that God has not revealed to us in the Bible. But if there is something that God wants us to know, God has supplied the answer. And if there's an answer to it, a biblical answer to a question, then I want to know it. I don't know of anything that is taught in the Bible that I don't want to know. There are many things that I do not quite understand, even though I've studied the Bible for many, many years. But there is an answer if I can just find the answer. You see, God has supplied the answer. Listen to what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. See, God has given us everything we need to know that will help us live a good life and help us go to heaven one day. Paul was writing to a young preacher by the name of Timothy, and in writing to him in the book of 2 Timothy, in the third chapter of that book, in the 16th verse, he said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished, or completely furnished unto every good work. If there's something God wants us to know, He's given us the answer. Sometimes people ask, well, what about life after death? Well, where do men go between death and the judgment? Well, sometimes there are questions that are asked that we may not know now, but I want to know. I want to know what the Bible teaches on that subject, everything the Bible teaches. So if there are questions that you have today that were pertain to the way you live your life now and where you're going in the after a while, God has the answer. So if you have a question, ask God. Ask God. Here's a question that sometimes people ask. Do we really need the Bible today? The Bible's been around for many, many years. And so people may wonder, well, you know, we're living in the 21st century, Brother Lambert. Why do we need the Bible? Well, what does the Bible say? Let's just ask God. How would God answer that question? Well, there's a question asked in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and verse 17, a very interesting question that will help us answer this question. The question is there any word from the Lord? And the answer to that question is, yes, there is a word from the Lord. Jesus in John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you see, the Bible has power in it. That there's power to free us. You say, well, free us from what? Well, Maybe you have a bad habit. When you study the Bible, it can help you to know how to overcome some bad habit. Maybe there's another thing in your life that has troubled you. Maybe you feel with an unforgiving attitude. You see, we can get information from the Bible that will help us to overcome that. Jesus said, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Well, what is the truth? Well, if we turn to the 17th chapter of John and verse 17, that question is answered. Sanctify them with your word. Your word is truth. In John 18, Pilate was standing before Jesus and he asked this question, "What is truth?" Well, God's word is truth. We're living in a time where many people think that truth is relative. They say, "Well, preacher, you have your truth, I have my truth. And somebody else down the road has their truth." Well, the Bible teaches that not relativity of truth, but the Bible teaches absolute truth. And it's knowable. Someone says, "You can't know what is true." Are you sure about that? Yes. Well, then there's one truth about which you can be absolutely sure if what you're saying is true, and that is you can't be sure about anything. Well, that's absurd. 2 + 2 = 4. That's absolute. 3 + 1 = 4. That is absolute. And it's not 5, it's not 2, it's 4. 4. That's an absolute truth. You see, when it comes to numbers, when it comes to mathematics, when it comes to counting money, we don't believe in relative values. No, we want it to be absolute. If you think a $1 bill is the same value as a dime, somebody's going to take advantage of you. You see, there's a value, an absolute value attached to every piece of money, every coin, and every bill of money that we may possess. Truth, and you can know the truth when it comes to biblical values. And the truth not only will set you free, God's truth can cleanse your heart of sin. Listen to John chapter 15, verse 3. "Now you're clean through my word, which I have spoken unto you." See, there's cleansing power in the Bible. That's one of the reasons we need the Bible. I'm thinking now about a statement in the 119th Psalm. And it's a question, actually, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" And the answer to that question is given in that passage by taking heed to the Word of God. Taking heed to the Bible, we can cleanse our hearts. In that same chapter, the psalmist wrote this passage. He said, "Your word," that's the Bible, "have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." So you see, there's power in the Bible to help us live good lives. And I liken it to a wire wastebasket. Suppose I had in my hand a wire wastebasket. And of course, it's filled with holes because it's a wire wastebasket. And I suppose I told you that I was going to fill that wire wastebasket full of water. Oh, you say, Brother Lambert, that's absurd, because you will never fill a basket that's a wire basket full of water, because as soon as you pour it in, it runs out. That's exactly right. And we may not remember everything that we read in the Bible. That is, we might not be able to retain it all. But by filtering the pure Word of God through our hearts, it helps to keep us from sin. You put good thoughts in, good thoughts out. Bad thoughts in, bad thoughts out. And when you put the Word of God in your heart, it's going to help you. Yes, we need the Bible. We need it today more than ever. There's power in this book to convert people to Christ. In Psalms chapter 19 and verse 7, there the Bible says that there is converting power in the Bible. That's what it teaches in that passage of Scripture. Do you study the Bible? Do you read the Bible? That's what we need to do. I hear people talking about Bible questions sometimes, and they say, I know what the answer is, but well, have you studied that subject? Well, no. Well, how can you know the answer if you've not studied that subject? That's the reason Isaiah 34:16 is very relevant even today in the 21st century. Seek you out of the book of the law and read. You see, we need to seek the Word of God. We need to seek the truth of God. We need to search the Scriptures. Acts 17 and verse 11. That's what those people did in that passage. And the reason they were seeking the Scriptures, studying the Scriptures daily, is to see if they were being taught the truth. That's what we ought to do today. I want you to search the Scriptures, to look in the Bible, to see if I'm telling you the truth. Do we need the Bible? Yes, indeed, we need the Bible. And we need to study the Bible. One of the reasons I suggest we need the Bible is because it teaches us what to do to go to heaven. If you have never studied the book of Acts, or it's been a while since you have read and studied the book of Acts, may I recommend to you the book of Acts, found in the New Testament. It is the history of the beginning of the New Testament church. It is a record of early Bible conversions to Jesus Christ. And the other day I was counting down for a Bible class that I teach on the book of Acts, and I counted some 10 conversions that we had studied in the book of Acts. If you want to know what to do to be saved, study the book of Acts. And so we need to study the Bible because it tells us how to go to heaven. And it tells us that one day we're going to be judged by this book. That's the reason we need the Bible today. Yes, we need the Bible. In John 12 and 48, Jesus said, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So we're going to ask God, God, do we need the Bible? And His answer is yes. Listen to Paul in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That to rightly divide means to handle it properly. We need to handle the Bible properly. We don't go to the Bible to find our doctrine. The Bible is doctrine. The Church of Christ does not have Church of Christ doctrine. No, no. The Church of Christ has the doctrine of Christ. It's in the Bible. Whatever the Bible teaches is what we are to believe. The Bible is divided into Old Testament and New Testament. And today we live under the teachings of the New Testament, not that of the Old Testament. If we lived under the Old Testament, we'd be offering up animal sacrifices and the like today. But we're living under the New Testament, where Jesus was the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And today, His people that are saved from their sins through faith in Him, repentance of sin, confession of faith in Him, and by baptism into Christ, those people are referred to in the Bible as the church. They are saved. The Lord added those that were saved to the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. So if we ask counsel of God, do we need the Bible? It just comes crystal clear. Yes, yes, we need the Bible. I read a sermon by a preacher by the name of N.B. Hardeman many years ago, in a series of books entitled Hardeman Tabernacle Sermons. And he preached in the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, many, many years ago, without the aid of a PA system. And you could hear Brother Hardeman all over that building. But one of the sermons he preached in those tabernacle meetings was this: the Bible as it is adapted to meet the needs of man as he is. We may be living in the 21st century, But our needs are the same today as they were 1,000 years ago. Now, here's another question that men sometimes ask. Brother Lambert, do you think most people are going to be saved? Or sometimes people put it like this, do you think all people will be saved? Well, let's just ask God. Let's ask God to give us counsel on that question. Will most people be saved? I know, number one, that God wants all people saved. God doesn't want anyone lost. It's not the will, decree, or the desire of God that one single man, woman, boy, girl be lost in a place called hell. And the way I know that is from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Should not perish, that is, be lost, but have everlasting life. And then in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to have everlasting life. God doesn't want one single person to be lost. As a matter of fact, Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, that God would have all men to be saved. There's not a person that God doesn't want them to be saved. Someone like Hitler, someone like Stalin, some like Saddam Hussein, some like those that are terrorists today, people that might be out in the streets saying things that you don't agree with. Well, God wants them saved too. It's not God's desire they be lost. But the fact remains, not all people will be saved. Why? Because, number one, according to Paul in 1 Timothy 2:4, some don't come to a knowledge of the truth. And there may be various reasons people don't come to the knowledge of the truth. And one reason is because they already have their minds made up what they're going to believe. They don't have open minds. Someone said your mind's like a parachute. Doesn't work properly unless it's open. And for us to understand principles of truth, we have to have an open mind. That's true. I don't care what subject you're studying. I remember geometry giving me a problem. I had a problem studying geometry when I was in high school. I did good in algebra, but geometry, no. Now, you say, well, why do you think that was the case? Because I didn't really want to learn it. I wasn't interested in geometry. I just had no desire to learn. And sometimes there are people like that, that they're not going to learn the truth, will not come to a knowledge of the truth, because they have no desire to come to a knowledge of the truth. I think another reason that people are not saved and do not come to a knowledge of the truth is because they have their minds blinded through prejudice. They're biased. You say, well, then my grandma didn't believe that. So if my grandma didn't believe that, well, I'm not going to believe that. Well, you've got your mind already made up what you're going to believe. Listen to Jesus. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed. Lest any time they should hear with their ears, see with their eyes, understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. You see, for you to see the truth, you got to have your eyes open, your spiritual eyes open. If you got your eyes blinded by prejudice, then you're not going to see. For you to come to a knowledge of the truth, you got to have your spiritual ears open up. You've got your spiritual fingers in your spiritual ears. That is, you refuse to listen, you refuse to hear. Then you're going to not come to a knowledge of the truth. We've got to be willing to listen. Jesus said, take heed how you hear and take heed to what you hear. Will most people be saved? Let's listen to Jesus. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Now, Jesus said, not all people will be saved. Who will be saved? those who believe in Jesus. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Who will be saved? Those who are willing to turn away from the sin in their life. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you'll all likewise perish." Who will be saved? Those that are willing to confess their faith in Jesus. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven." Who will be saved? Those who, as believers, penitent, confessing believers in Christ, are baptized. Those who shall be saved. Listen to Jesus again. Mark 16:16. "He that believeth, number one, baptized, number two, shall be saved, number three." I'd urge you to just do what the Bible teaches. Yes, God has an answer. We want you to think on these things, and may God bless you. If you've never been baptized to be saved, I want to urge you to call us. We'll assist you in that matter. I want to thank you for watching today. And in the closing moments, pick up the telephone and call the toll-free number to receive the free Bible correspondence course. Or write the address down and we'll send it to you as soon as possible. You can take it online as well. And we want you to tell other people about getting to know your Bible. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you, is my prayer.
Hi there, I'm Ray Reynolds, the Marketing Director for Getting to Know Your Bible. I want to encourage you to check out Pray.com, a resource where you can read daily Bible readings or get daily prayer ideas. And there you can also now find Getting to Know Your Bible. You can search for Getting to Know Your Bible or for Billy Lambert and find resources available to you through podcasts and previous programs that we'd love for you to check out. We want to encourage you in your daily walk for God. We pray that God will bless you and use this resource to do so. Thanks for tuning in to Getting to Know Your Bible.
Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, my love combining, till light shall vanish in eternal day.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214. Join us next time for Getting to Know Your Bible.